Welcome to the Mouska Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We are your hosts, Jennifer, that's me, Juliana.
Hey.
And Lori.
Hi.
Love is in the air, so this week we are talking about some of our favorite ideas for romance at Walt Disney World. But first, we can't talk about anything without our Mouska cocktail. So
for the Mouska cocktail this week, we are going to share a drink that Juliana and I shared together with Two Straws during our romantic dinner at Flying Fish at the Boardwalk.
It was romantic until I like crashed your party.
And then you pulled up a chair.
It's and a straw. Up a chair and a straw.
Because this drink is for sharing. It's so yummy.
It's for sharing. It's delicious. There will be a picture. No, I don't think we're going to post that picture. It is called the Peanut Butter Freeze. It is an after dinner drink. It has Kahlua, Bailey's, creme de banana, and dark creme de cocoa, peanut butter, and garnished with candied bacon, which we did not get candied bacon.
I feel cheated and I want a new one.
I know. But the drink was still absolutely delicious. It is like a milkshake because they call it the freeze. It is a milkshake substance. But it's amazing.
Substance. It's a milkshake substance. I don't know if there's any dairy in it, but it's definitely
slushy. Was dessert.
It's dessert. But I'm going to challenge the dinner drink. I'm going to call it a smoothie. I think you could have this for breakfast. Throw a little coffee in there.
I think they should offer it at the to-go window at Beaches and
Cruises. That's exactly what we were talking about when we were drinking this. I'm like, put this sucker up on a to-go window and I will pass by and get it every time.
Right?
It was like a smoothie. Like, remember when we were in Mexico and I got that peanut butter banana coffee smoothie before we would go places?
Yes.
It was like that. It was so good.
It's so much better. Yum. So much better.
Well, because there's Kahlua and creme de coco. And what was the main alcohol in it? Rum? What was
Bailey's Irish Cream. It was a bunch of creamy goodness.
It was just creamy goodness.
But you know what's funny, though? Last week's podcast episode, or maybe the week before, our podcast drink was the peanut butter and jelly drink that's coming to Woody's Roundup. Yeah. And me and Juliana were like, ew, that is disgusting.
Because this is peanut butter, coffee, and banana. Like that is.
There's no coffee in it.
Kahlua is coffee flavored.
Kahlua is not coffee.
You know what, though?
It's coffee flavored liqueur.
But I did not taste the coffee. I tasted the peanut butter for sure.
It was so good.
It was so good. So now I'm like, I'm kind of excited for the peanut butter and jelly one.
I noticed the same thing. Peanut butter and jelly versus peanut butter and banana, though. It's the thing. Like, I don't know.
But weren't we saying we didn't even taste the banana?
You just said you didn't taste the coffee.
Yeah, there was no banana.
I think I literally just overpowered by peanut butter, which was delicious.
Yes. I tasted all of the notes.
Your palate is so sophisticated.
We actually, Juliana, had problems with the straw, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Well, that is my one complaint about the beverage. They give you a regular size straw, but there were chunky ice bits in it that kept getting stuck in my straw.
But I did not get stuck in my straw.
No, I think Lori sabotaged my straw so that she could have more of the drink.
Perhaps.
My straw was good.
Good move. Mine was good too.
I rest my case.
I don't know. Did we mention that this drink was from the Flying Fish at the Boardwalk?
So we did.
Go grab one. And then, Bob, if you're listening, put it at Beaches and Cream. I'll buy that sucker.
Put it.
Do they sell alcoholic beverages at Beaches and Cream?
They used to sell boozy milkshakes, but I don't think they have since COVID.
No, they have not. So step one, add boozy cocktails. Step two, bring this one over there.
Boozy milkshakes.
Just create a to-go window and combine the abracadabra drinks and this drink and let me grab and go.
They need a grab and go boozy cocktail window somewhere.
Well, you can order drinks to go from abracadabra. They'll just put it in a plastic cup. Like a but they need this piece on the menu. But maybe they'll do it for you because they're attached.
Maybe. At the Flying Fish? Maybe.
Right. Maybe if you go to Abracadabra and say, I want that thing from Flying Fish, this. They'll do it for you and give
and
it to
you. And I
want
it to go and I want it with a big straw.
All right. We've spent way too long on that drink, but it was a good one.
It was.
So that was that romantic moment between me and Lori and Jen sharing three straws, one drink. It was so good. And we've talked a lot about romantic restaurants, I feel like. We've talked about, you know, some of them. So there's a few, and we could talk about them again, but I want to focus on some other things today. But anyway, restaurants, I think everybody loves California Grill during the fireworks for romance. I've never done it. Have you ever done it?
Yep.
During fireworks?
Yep.
So there's two ways to do it. You can time your meal during the fireworks, or you can go whenever and then show your receipt and go back up to watch the fireworks. How did you do it?
We usually timed it. Well, I mean, usually the fireworks, I think at that point they were at 9. We did a 7 or 7:30 reservation, and that's when we got a babysitter for the kids, and we just went up to California Grill and ate, and then at some point, you know, we went outside when the fireworks were starting. And the servers give you a heads up, too, of when the fireworks are going to start. And then everyone literally just gets up and leaves all your stuff on the table, which is really interesting because Eric and I were like, how many people do you think the servers are watching to make sure? Because you're all out for the fireworks for 15, 20 minutes. And I'm like, what's stopping me from just then continuing outside the door? But because everyone gets, it's literally everyone gets up from their table. Nobody has paid their bill and everyone goes outside to go look at the fireworks.
So you're saying, I thought you meant like leaving your stuff that someone would steal your stuff. No, you're saying what's to stop you from dining and dashing?
Yeah. Like
your
really.
Magic band. They know who you are.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. The reservation's under your name anyways, and they have a credit card. So I guess do what
well,
you
that's
want.
A good thing that I always put my reservation under Juliana's name.
It is a good thing.
So similar to California Grill, I actually like the food better, but there's no fireworks view per se. Is Topolino's at the top of Riviera. I think this one's a little bit more romantic.
I think the food is better for sure.
Way better.
I will say, I think the food is better. Their outside terrace actually has seats and couches and lights, string lights that go across. And they have a bar out there when they do open it. So I think the ambiance is nicer over there. But yeah, you don't get the fireworks.
You can't see Epcot's fireworks.
Epcot's are behind. It's facing. It's the opposite direction.
Yeah. It's a beautiful view. And I agree. I think the atmosphere is nicer in general. I think that the food is by far better. Yeah. But what it doesn't have that California Grill has is the fireworks and castle view and all that. But I like it better.
But I think one thing that we glossed over that Lori said in the beginning when we were talking about California Grill is like the ultimate romantic idea. She said babysitter.
Right. Right. Of course. Yeah. Let's just preface by saying we're leaving the kids at home. Some of these you don't have to, but you certainly should.
You don't have to. But if you want it to be romantic, then yes, leave them be.
Yeah. And I think people don't realize that that's a possibility in Disney, but they have some awesome programs. They're pricey, but you know, you're on vacation.
They're pricey. I've used Kids Night Out, which is the only one Disney actually
recommends and endorses.
Yeah. They are pricey though, especially if you have multiple children. First child isn't so bad. I think it's like $20, $22 an hour, which I'm getting that point at Babysitters at Home now. But they do have a minimum. And then once you start adding kids, it gets a little bit more pricey after that. But they are wonderful and I would never question using them. So
it's good to know.
I've never had to. I've never. Yeah. That's awesome though.
It's a bonus tip.
Bonus tip. That's right. So a couple of lounges that I really love. I mean, there's lots of lounges all over the place and some are super fun. And well, they're all super fun, but my two most romantic, I really, really think that Nomad Lounge in Animal Kingdom is kind of romantic. If you sit out on the sofas terrace, and if your kids are older, like mine, you send them off to do their thing. And you and your significant other can sit out there and have a drink and a churro. And it's just so peaceful and relaxing. We've talked about it a lot though, so I don't want to belabor it. We've also talked a lot about Enchanted Roads. You know, that's a favorite of ours. And I think that place is super romantic too. It's Beauty and the Beast is just a romantic franchise.
The inside of that place is lovely, and they have this beautiful outdoor space, but the decor doesn't fit into the rest of it. So they need to do something about that, yeah. But it's a nice option. I like when you can go and sit outside and you have a covered space and you can enjoy a cocktail. So.
Right. So, but there's some other ideas for romance that might be a little bit different and off the beaten path. And I like some of these too. Lori, have you ever done this one in France? Just get like some cheese and crackers from, where do you get it? Like from Leal, you can just get like.
Yeah, I can never remember the name of the place, but it's the quick service place in that back left corner.
The boulangerie, like the bakery?
Yeah. It's a bakery and you can literally buy entire baguettes and they actually have like to-go cheese that you can take with you.
Cheese and grapes and stuff, right?
Yeah, we've done it during a festival. Not romantic, but we've done it for a festival when Logan was younger because he wasn't into the festival food. And that child just likes cheese and bread. And I literally handed him a baguette and cheese and said he was happy. But I've seen
that's people a lovely like, romantic story,
right? I've seen in my head, I think it would be romantic if you got that, then you sat down by the fountain in France and you had to sit on the little ledge and you shared cheese and bread and it was all nice. But yeah, that was my romantic story.
I love that idea.
Feeding the tree.
Actually, I think it's sweet.
And there's budget also, friendly.
Yes. I've never been. Have you ever gone into Tutto Gusto?
Yeah.
I have never gone in there. It's like a wine cave in Italy. They have like 200 bottles of wine to choose from. I don't think by the glass, I'm sure, and they offer small plates and there's like a fireplace in there. Not that I ever think, let me cozy up by the fireplace in Disney, but
sometimes,
right?
I will say it's very, we went in there and we've got wine, but it's very confusing because when you walk in, it's attached to, why am I blanking on the name? The restaurant.
Tutto Italia.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It is attached there. So sometimes people go in there thinking that's the restaurant and it's very confusing. And then they see a bar there and they're like, oh, can I get a drink there? And that's the whole purpose is that you're able to get wine there. Then there's this whole seating area to the right. But then some of the seats say reserved, some of them don't. I just feel like it's a missed opportunity for them that should have been advertised better. Mm-hmm. Never actually sat down because we were so confused whether that was part of the restaurant, part of that. Can we just go sit? What's the deal with it? But we've gone in and grabbed wine. And when we saw the menu, it was like,
small plates, like Italian tapas? Plates,
but it was like really small, like olives.
Yeah,
it was just very, very, it was not anything substantial by any regards.
I think we need to do some research and check it out because I've always wanted to.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. We'll have a romantic evening, the three of us.
The three of us.
At Tutto Gusto.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Mousecom Moms are avid travel enthusiasts and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
Well, speaking of wine, one of my favorite places to actually have a meal is Wine Bar George. I don't know if there's anything specifically romantic about Wine Bar George other than the fact that the food is really good and it's just a great restaurant, but you can also get a picnic basket to go from there. There's a window, it's called the basket, right? The window, the basket at Wine Bar George, and they'll make up a picnic basket for you and they do to-go beverages, right?
They do to-go little tiny bottles of wine. You can get a couple of those. I love this idea. I've never done it, but I love it because they're also so we did a long, long time ago. We did an episode about stopping and smelling the roses. And there are places on Disney Springs that I just don't think get enough attention because we're always rushing through there and like trying to make a dinner reservation or rush through shopping, but you can sit by the water. You can, you know, there's so many nice little hidden quiet spots to sit and have a little picnic and, you know, again, budget friendly, romantic.
Yeah. The baskets are really cute. They're good shareables. I got it with my family, my mom and my dad and my brothers, and we had an hour to kill before dinner and everyone was getting hungry. But what was nice is it's right next to Wine Bar George, the right, but across from there is like a music venue, a small one.
Yes.
In between Jock Lindsay and Boathouse, and they do live music. So it's awesome to grab the basket and a drink, because there's like three drink spots right around there too. If that wine is not your jam, there's like three drink spots that you can grab a drink and go sit down and listen to the music with good food. Call. I think that's awesome.
I love that. It's one of my favorite spots in Disney Springs, actually. And there's like over by the music, there's like steps, right? So like wide, long steps. Mm-hmm. So you can sit there even. And yep. You know, I've done that because the steps don't get very crowded because they don't really go anywhere except to right where the person performing is.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. It's fun. Yes, I agree. That's the one I had in mind. Just sitting right there, but yeah. Anywhere on the water, there's lots of cool spots.
I'd say it's really pretty right. I mean, that area just has so much right there. And so many to go. I think we sat there for like an hour and a half and just, we went to different venues getting drinks. And then had the cheese basket, and the kids kind of played around with the music and everything else. But it's a really, really cute place. So Eric and I have actually just been there to pick up wine and sit down there for a little bit. So it's nice.
This next one is definitely romantic.
It could be. All right. I bet many of you didn't even know that there is a dance hall, like a dance hall, like an old school dance hall at the Boardwalk.
Emphasis on old.
Yeah. So it's called the Atlantic Dance Hall. It's open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We checked it out on a random Thursday. There was no one in there. It was a little sad, but maybe on like Valentine's Day or just, I encourage people, there's no cover, stop in, check it out, see what it looks like. Maybe it'll be a lovely evening. Maybe it'll be crowded and there'll be people on the dance floor. If you like to dance, or you know what, dance like no one's watching and who cares? You and your loved one go out there.
That's what that woman was doing when we went.
Tear up the dance floor. She was by herself, which is a little less romantic.
My thing, I was expecting when we went into it that it was like
a rager.
No, I wasn't expecting it to be playing like now music, like rap music and this music and this music. I was expecting like older music. I was expecting almost like country and
like line dancing.
Else. Agreed. I was expecting Footloose, like the high school gym and Footloose kind of thing. Like 80s music and nostalgic.
Do you know why you're saying that?
Because I'm old.
No, it's because as we're walking toward it, debating whether it was a good idea to go in, out walks these old blue-haired ladies. And these two fools were like, yeah, let's go in. I'm like, no. And
not that far from right. Blue hairs. Maybe
that's
right.
But that's why it was so confusing, because the music they were playing was like rap and there was a woman twerking on the dance floor by herself. It's very confusing. It's very confusing.
Okay, but it could be romantic with the right crowd. It's all insane. Well, check it out if you're walking.
Why don't
you
let us know?
If not, go to Abracadabar.
We went back in there after going to the piano bar as well.
We did?
Just to see if it got better. It didn't.
It didn't. Did it? Did we go in?
Yeah, we sure did.
I don't remember that. I don't remember anything after meeting Bill Clinton.
I know. Oh my goodness. This is, again, as we say,
we're going downhill.
This is going downhill fast. Someone else, give me another one.
Oh my God. This one's cute though. This one I'll give you. The horse-drawn carriage ride at Port Orleans or Fort Wilderness. Fort Wilderness is a little bit of a tougher sell for me because it's harder to get to, but Port Orleans, you go and
I've seen them at Port Orleans. They're super pretty.
Yeah, that one is totally, go for that one. Grab your beignets, walk over to Riverside and do your little horse-drawn carriage ride. And I don't think it's very pricey either, but you do have to make reservations because I think it is tough to get.
I think one that is talking about Disney Springs again is they have those cars that you can rent and the captain drives you around the parks.
Amphibicar or something that goes in the water.
The cars that get in the water and the captain drives you. And I've seen people on dates, the captain drives and the two couple sits in the back and the captain like drives them all around the water in Disney Springs. I think that's cute. You get your picture in the old school car that actually goes on the water. But I've always wanted to do that. We've never done that.
They also have that balloon ride. I think you go with a crowd.
That's where you,
That's different. And in fact, I was considering both of those when I put this list together. It definitely ruled out the balloon. Cause you couldn't get me on that for any reason. And I have mixed emotions about the Amphicar thing. I don't know.
Why? It's very expensive.
It is quite expensive. But also, like, I don't know. You're just out there in the open. It feels less romantic. You know what I mean?
I guess if you have, you know, your significant other is super into cars, that would be a good thing to surprise him with.
Oh, look how cute you are.
Yeah, I am. But anyway. Next.
I would rather do a fireworks cruise.
My problem with the fireworks cruise is it's up to 10 people. So you're paying for up to 10 people.
Yeah, but it's almost the same price as the Amphibicar, right? Like, let's look up so the fireworks cruise is $399 for up to 10 people, even if it was a double date, right? So fine. Then it's $200 a couple. So you can do either the Magic Kingdom fireworks, which takes you meet at Contemporary and a little pontoon will take you with refreshments and you can bring your own beverages. We'll take you around Bay Lake, right? Does it move over into the Seven Seas Lagoon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it takes you up at Bay Lake and moves over into the Seven Seas Lagoon and just floats around watching the fireworks. And you can see the fireworks and you can see the train station. And it's really cool. And they pipe in the music. One that I've not yet done, but I'm about to in April, is the Hollywood or the Epcot one that picks you up at Yacht and Beach and takes you into the, what is it called? The World Showcase, what is it called? World Showcase Lagoon, where you can watch. It's got a name. I'm not sure if that's it. Where
the
you can watch
the giant tacos.
Whatever is happening
temporarily.
Yeah, so
that's a good one to do with your Wine Bar George picnic basket too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, sure. So I think those are. I know that they're for up to 10 people, but if it could be a splurge for 2 to 4 or even 6, and I think it's super romantic. I loved it. All right. Nothing. Okay. Something else that could be considered romantic is there's an evening tour after late afternoon evening tour in Animal Kingdom. We've talked about before, Savor the Savannah. None of us have done this one. Is it relatively new? I feel like it was not around pre-COVID.
I think it might have come out right before COVID.
But you know I realized about this one? Because this one is very food-based, mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you're out on the savannah and enjoying the animals, but it's all about your tastes and all that kind of thing. So I assumed it was like an 18 and up thing. Mm-hmm. It's 8 and up. Mm-hmm. So that's my only reservation about this one is that, you know, if you want romantic adults only.
Right. It is 8 and up. So there's a chance. I'm willing to guess, though. I mean, it is Disney, too, that it probably doesn't draw that young a crowd, you know? I don't know.
I think it's like $150 a person, so.
$175 a person. $175 per child. But it's, so basically what it is you have like this special access to the savannah, a little safari with a guide, talks about the reserve, and then you get to have dinner on the reserve. I think it's small plates and bites and stuff. It sounds really cool though. I've never done it, but the image in my head is that they have separate tables for your party. Yeah. So
I see the picture they have online is you have separate tables. So even if the kids are coming, and that's the thing. You might not be paying that much for younger kids. So even if, you know, I don't know if I would pay $150 for my 8, 9, I'd wait till they were a little bit older.
Right.
And there's not that much of a difference because I think the adult one includes an alcoholic beverage too.
And it's the same spot that you go to during the Wild Africa trek that comes with, it's not a full meal. They call it like a snack, but it was a good amount of food.
Yeah.
I would do it like that one I would do with kids 100%. And I would save the Savor this way. I wish they would make it 18 and up because I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But sounds cool.
I know. I think I would do it anyway.
I think we should try it.
But it comes with regional beer and wine offerings. So I think it sounds really fun. And I think it could be very romantic, especially if it's a time of year when the sun sets early. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts at 3:15. I don't know how long of a tour it is, but if it's like 4 hours, it could happen. And then I think just to capture for lack of a better term, the romance of just being at Disney. You could always schedule a capture your moment with your sweetheart. That's really nice.
I was going to say, I think that one's a cute one, especially if it's like, you can actually do it. We did, when we did our family pictures with Capture the Moment, we probably spent half the time just doing pictures of Eric and I. Even though the kids were with us, we wanted to make an effort to get pictures with just him and I, because usually when I'm taking pictures at Disney, I'm taking it with the kids or the family. It's usually majority of the kids. So I thought it was kind of nice that we actually had couples pictures.
A lot of people do this too. A lot of people choose to do this when they make big announcements in Disney. They'll do like their gender reveals, or they'll do proposals and schedule a capture your moment thing to capture that moment. So it's a cute idea. And it's not that pricey either. So
the price went up this year, right? Yeah. But it's worth it, especially if you are already purchasing Memory Maker.
Yes. Yes, definitely. A good one. Do you have anything else?
All right, Jen, I think we covered everything. We good? So. All right. Jen, you got a mouse-a-tip?
I do have a mouse-a-tip. We gave you a couple as we went on, but here's our official one. Before your big date night, our mouse-a-tip is to make sure you check out the selections at the Ganachery. We've had a debate about this as well. And Juliana's wrong. Lori and I are right. Go to the Ganachery, grab your box of chocolates to give or share with your sweetheart, because nothing says I love you better than Ganachery chocolates.
It was not a debate on the air, by the way.
Oh, it was not?
It was just a debate between us. But they're good. They're good.
I think it was a debate on air.
I think it was debate on live.
I think it was a live.
Well, but I like them enough. Oh, it was alive.
Because she lived in France, everything chocolate is better in France. So it nothing is. Can compare.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. But they're good enough for me to have said to use them on your romantic date
night. They're good enough for Juliana, so they should be good enough for you.
That's right. That is right. Mouse dip. Anything that's good enough for me. Oh, just kidding. All right. Take us out of this mess.
All right, Mouska friends, there you have it. Your Mouska Mom's ideas for romance at Disney. Have you had a romantic moment at Disney? Tell us about it. Just a quick reminder to check out our Facebook group, Mouska Mom's Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Be sure to follow our show so that you can receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. We'd really appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. MIC.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.